From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Defense Department and residents of Mosul say Islamic State defenders are using civilians as human shields, even as an Iraqi coalition drives toward recapturing Iraq's second biggest city. President Obama Tuesday acknowledged the Iraqi Kurdish assault on Mosul will not be easy.
Mosul will be a difficult fight, and there will be advances and there will be setbacks, but I am confident that just as ISIL's been defeated in communities across Iraq, ISIL will be defeated in Mosul as well, and that will be another step towards their ultimate destruction.
A U.S. defense official said more than 100 U.S. troops are accompanying some 28,000 Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in the operation. They claim to have already captured a dozen villages. Estimates of IS fighters in Mosul range from 3,000 to 5,000. International Committee of the Red Cross Regional Director Robert Mardini had one simple message for the combatants: put civilians first.
Not targeting civilians, not targeting civilians' infrastructure. It means not attacking medical facilities and medical personnel, avoiding the use of heavy explosive weapons in densely populated areas, allowing people access to water, food, and medicine, treating people with dignity, giving safe passage to those who want to leave. It means giving humanitarian organizations access to help.
The long-awaited offensive is backed by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition, as well as involving Sunni tribal forces and Shia militia. At least seven people, including five Somali soldiers and two al-Shabaab militants, were killed Tuesday in an attack on Afgoya, a town 30 kilometers northwest of Mogadishu. A suicide bomber detonated explosive-laden vehicle near a police station and African Union base. Gunmen launched an attack on the base before retreating. This is VOA News.